This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For anyone who's had the misfortune of having to travel through the 101 or 405 freeways in the San Fernando Valley since the Palisades fire in January, we feel your pain, and that pain is real.
The average time, average in October, was about 19 minutes to drive that stretch. In February, it was up to 45 minutes.
As you can imagine, not much in the way of patience and understanding and kindness among all those drivers stuck for hours.
We've told all our drivers, stay far away, do the right thing, don't flip anybody off. Just drive and do your job.
And when all else fails, pray to the traffic gods.
And anytime someone leaves where I'm dealing with them, my standard routine is, may the traffic gods be with you. Because equal opportunity, pick a god, any god, but I hope they help you because it's just bad.
Welcome to the TGIF edition of the LA Local for Friday, March 21st, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your road raging host, Jonathan Service. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to focus today's show on a singular topic, because when you live and work in Southern California, traffic is probably one of the biggest determining factors in what kind of day you're having. And if you're routinely driving through or around the 101 and 405 interchange of the San Fernando Valley since the January fire in the Pacific Palisades, there have been a lot of trying days. The long-term shutdown of the Pacific Coast Highway and Topanga Canyon after the widespread destruction of the Palisades fire has wreaked absolute havoc on traffic patterns stretching from Calabasas and Agoura Hills down through the valley to Sherman Oaks and over the Sepulveda Pass to West LA. It really exposes how delicate our entire traffic ecosystem is here in the LA area, because who would think that sleepy, winding Topanga Canyon was actually a pretty key commute artery to the west side of the city? Take it out of commission, all of that traffic spills out onto the 101. This is something with which I am all too familiar as a regular commuter from my home in the Tarzana area over here to Mid-City where the KNX studios are. And you know that defeating, demoralizing feeling when you plug in your end destination in Waze and it tells you you're going to get there like in an hour and 15 minutes. And as you start heading out in your commute, that time keeps moving back. And keeps moving back and keeps moving back. Yeah, that's like my every morning and my every drive home at night. It becomes soul crushing. So we wanted to know exactly how bad it's got out there on the Valley Freeway since the Palisades fire. We reached out to Mark Bischoff from Caltrans District 7. He confirmed what we're all experiencing. It sucks.
We reviewed some data and we tested between Topanga Canyon Boulevard and I-405 on US 101. So normally if you drive that stretch, it should take, going 60 miles per hour with no delays, it should take 7.8 minutes, almost 8 minutes. So we did a comparison in October of 2024, so before the holidays, and then February of this year. So on the southbound side, the average time, average in October was about 19 minutes to drive that stretch. In February, it was up to 45 minutes. And then on the northbound side, it was better in October. It took about 13 minutes. In February, it was averaging about 19 minutes.
You don't think of PCH as like a heavy commuter corridor, but I mean, it really is a valuable way for people maybe wanting to get from Thousand Oaks, West Lake Agoura, into Santa Monica, into the west side, kind of to cheat to get to the 10. I guess it kind of shows how fragile the freeway and road system is, that, you know, you take just one of these arteries out of commission and you have major impacts.
Yes, there are different type of drivers on the PCH on that stretch through Malibu and Pacific Palisades, actually all the way coming out of Ventura County. You have people that go there as a destination point. you have the residents that live there, but there's also a large number of people that use it as a commuter route coming out of Ventura County or out of the West Valley, as opposed to using the US 101. So we also tested there at Topanga Canyon, where Topanga Canyon meets the PCH. That average is normally about 48,000 vehicles per day. Not for that whole stretch, but at that particular point, that's about how many vehicles pass that point on a normal day before this closure.
Right. That's worth putting into play here. The closure of Topanga, I mean, is probably not as impacting a PCH, but close. I mean, there's a lot of people who use those arteries to get around. I would imagine even using it to get around canyons further, way further south, like Laurel and Coldwater. Right. So
that's correct. Yeah. Right. Right. Topanga Canyon Boulevard is used by the residents in the canyon, of course, but it's also used by a lot of people coming out of the valley, take it down to the PCH and go into West LA. So Topanga's closed at this point between Grandview and the PCH, which is the section that's below the town of Topanga.
Okay. So we know how miserable it is out there. How are we all dealing with it? Spoiler alert, not particularly well. More on that in a minute. Let's take a quick break right here, and we're coming back with tales of accidents, road rage, flipping the bird, and praying to the traffic gods. It's the LA Local for Friday, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Be right back. Welcome back to a congested and irritable LA Local. I'm your host, Jonathan Service, losing valuable minutes of my short life stuck in traffic. We're looking at the horrible conditions on the 101 and 405 freeways through the San Fernando Valley since the Palisades fire shut down PCH and Topanga Canyon back in January. And if you're feeling on edge every time you realize you've got to drive through that Sherman Oaks area, you're not alone. I reached out to super commuter Marianne Scovel, who told me about her nightmare commute from San Pedro to Encino 4 days a week. And for good measure, one trip out to Malibu.
4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, I drive from San Pedro to Encino. So I have to do that interchange every day, twice a day, and it's gotten horrific. One day a week on Wednesdays, I have to go from San Pedro to North Malibu. And because of the closure on PCH, I have to go all the way up into the valley, all the way down the 101 to Canaan, and Canaan down to PCH. So that's one day a week. So it has almost doubled my commute on Wednesdays to get to that one property.
Let me back up for a second, because, I mean, no one, I think, is claiming that before the January fire in Palisades that commuting the 101, 405 corridor area was any kind of dream. I mean, it's always been lousy. But can you quantify kind of just in your own experience what kind of impact has it had on the length of commutes?
The length of the commute on the 4 days a week that I'm just coming into Encino in the valley, it has added 15 to 30 minutes to my commute just because the interchange has been bad. And because the interchange is so much more busy, there are more accidents. And the road rage looking things that I've seen are pretty bad.
Are you finding any relief at all using side streets? Or are those even worse bottlenecks on the freeway?
They tend to be worse bottlenecks. I will, although I have KNX on constantly, I will put on a traffic program, usually, or a app, usually Waze, just so I can see if there's anything. And there's been twice that a side street was slightly better. I mean, the side streets get, if there's something bad happening that everyone seems to have heard either on KNX or on their traffic app, everybody's taking those same side streets. So I have seen some places I haven't ever seen before in the valley because it's led me different ways. But
there you go.
Side streets tend to not be any better.
There's a positive spin on it, I suppose. Somewhat.
It's like, oh, well, this is a nice little neighborhood. Who knew? And anytime someone leaves where I'm dealing with them, my standard routine is, may the traffic gods be with you. Because equal opportunity, pick a god, any god, but I hope they help you. Because it's just bad.
Oh, the traffic gods have abandoned all of us. And just speaking from personal experience, the side streets, they're a mess. Almost always worse bottleneck and congestion than just staying on the freeway, just picking between two really bad options. Okay, so another super commuter we reached out to, Foster Dennis, drives an insane 250 miles per day around the greater LA area. That's part of his job as a construction manager overseeing a fleet of work trucks. He has the misfortune of regularly driving through the 405-101 interchange area, and he tells me it's messing with his business.
Our main trade is asphalt paving. We pave streets and freeways and parking lots and anything that has asphalt on it. And getting material to the west side has always been a problem. Pricing for the west side of the 405 freeway has always been higher for construction companies because of the traffic. And now when we have a lot of the routes coming through the canyons closed, those areas have been very, very congested. And it's always been a problem for us to start out with, and now it's doubled. And asphalt and concrete are both perishable products that we rely on coming to the job at a certain time. And if those deliveries get delayed, it causes us problems in the field.
Much like Marianne Scoville, Foster has also noticed, let's call it a deterioration of good manners.
Our trucks get in more accidents with heavy traffic, and these accidents usually involve bumper taps or something like that, and we're getting sued for $100,000. So, I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on with the insurance industry and the lawyers. But we've told all our drivers, stay far away, do the right thing, don't flip anybody off, just drive.
But sometimes the only satisfaction you get out of that nightmare commute is, you know, flipping the bird to one asshole driver. I really wish we could end this on a positive note, but going back to Mark Bischoff at Caltrans, the ugly reality is these disruptions and closures in PCH and Topanga are likely to last for years. PCH is going to be a conduit to construction vehicles for the next several years, right? So I have to imagine that even when things, you know, air quotes, open up fully, there's going to be a lot of disruptions, a lot of temporary closures on and off for the next several years.
Oh, I can't give you a time frame, but once right now it's restricted to residents who live within the burn area, one MTA bus and school buses. But even when we reopen a segment of it, that section between Malibu and Pacific Palisades to the general public, it will still at that time be one lane in each direction with the 25 mile per hour speed limit and stop signals. So even then, it's going to be it's not going to be the same as it normally would be with two lanes open in each direction.
Have you guys given any thought about what traffic in the summer is going to look like when people traditionally are using the PCH, flocking to all those areas for the beaches? Is there any timetable for partial openings, full openings? Do you guys have any idea how long, with, again, the summer in mind, breathing down our necks here in just a couple of months, any idea for a timetable?
I can't give you a specific timetable. I can tell you that the estimated time of opening the PCH will be assessed after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers completes their major work, removing all of that hazardous debris. And then county and state engineers will have to go in and assess the integrity of the freeway to make sure it's safe for travel for the general public.
So, look, sitting in traffic does not compare in any way, shape, or form to losing everything in a fire, like tens of thousands of people experienced in both Altadena and the Pacific Palisades. So let's put this into perspective. Complaining about traffic actually seems to be pretty good compared to the alternative of being a victim of one of these devastating wildfires. But still, you know, if we could get moving on that automated freeway concept, that would be great. All right, thank you for spending part of your Friday with us on the LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Stay off the freeways. See you on Monday.